Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Pei. The Gemara on Amar Aleph, around halfway down, says the following brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Hoitzi Chatzi Gregris, V'chazav Hoitzi Chatzi Gregris, Behelem Echor, Chayiv B'shteh Halam is Pater. Someone who carried out, in two separate trips, a half a Gregris each. Meaning, a person is only Chayiv on Shabbos for Hoitza, if he carries out a Gregris. However, if he carried out twice half the shear, so then it depends. If he did it, Behelem Echor, in one lapse of forgetfulness, then he's chayiv. If he did it in shtei halamis, in two separate halamis, two separate lapses of forgetfulness, then he's going to be pater. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, in his Sefer Tatoris Chaim and Simon Yud, brings a Yad Ramam of a Basra, Dafnan Heilam at Beis, that explains that the reason why when someone carries out two halves, the Helam Echad, and one forgetfulness, Yechayiv, is because the halama is mitzarif the two hoitzois, and it's as if you carried out the whole shear. His lashon is, when a person carries out two halves be halama achas, it's ki'ilu afkinu l'tarvayu bevas achas v'chayiv. It's like you carried out both halves together at one time, and you're going to be chayiv. So the halama is mitzarif both of these ma'aseh hoitzois to look at it, like one ma'aseh hoitzah. However, by two halamos, then the yediya that's between the two hoitzahs splits them up. And it's looked at as it is, as two separate hoitzahs. And since the yediya of the iser came after he carried out the first half, he adds and he says that the first half is as if it's nisraf, it's gone or it was eaten up, and therefore it can't be mitztarif to the second half of what you carried out later, and that's why you're potter. Now, Menachem Zemba comes and is medayik in the Yad Ramah and brings a Me'iri that argues two lumdish etzadim and how to understand Chatzi Shir. How does Chatzi Shir work? And he says as follows. The Yad Ramah says that the whole Chiyuv is only after he finishes carrying out the second half of the Gregris. And there's no Haschalas Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv that starts at all when he carries out the first half. It's Gzeres HaKosov, that at the end, we look at both halves together, and we say, like the Lashon we just mentioned, it's as if he carried out both halves together. And then he says that from the Me'iri, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it's Mavur, a different lumdis, and how to understand the Chiyuv of Chatzi Shir. Not like the Yad Ramah says, that we look at the whole Chiyuv, Chal Bavas Achas, when I complete the whole Shir. Rather, the way it works is that it starts and begins slowly. When I do a Maisa of Chatzi Shir, there's a Chalois Chiyuv for that Chatzi Shir. Now granted, you can't be Chayiv, there's no Chiyuvim, Bepoyol, until you do a complete Maisa, but the Chalois Chiyuv starts from then. Why? What does the Me'iri say? The Me'iri says, there's a difference between a Yediya after a Chatzi Shir, to a Yediya between an Akira and a Hanacha. That by a Yediya between an Akira and a Hanacha, there's no chiyuv yet at all, because before I have a hanacha, I'm missing my ma'isa hitzah. Ma'isa hitzah needs an akira and a hanacha, and if I have a yediyah between an akira and a hanacha, my yediyah came before any chiyuv was chal at all. Masha'en kain, when my yediyah comes after a chatzi shir, then my yediyah is at least happening after there's already a haschal as chiyuv. And the Me'iri has a discussion what the nafkamina is on Daf Gimel. But the point we're trying to take out of this Me'iri, and Reb Chaim Zemba, Reb Menachem Zemba is taking out of this Me'iri, is that he has a different understanding in the lumdis of how Chatzi Shir works. Not like the Yad Ramah that says that there's no Chiyuv on a Chatzi Shir at all until after the complete Maisa of both Chatzi Shirs. No, you have a Haschalas Chiyuv right away. And Reb Menachem Zemba says that the Makar for the Yad Ramah is another Gemara in Daf Pei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, a little bit further up towards the top, that if someone carried out a Chatzi Shir, and before he had a chance to carry out the second Chatzi Shir, it was Nisrafa, or was Niklata, a Caliph took it, then you're not going to be Chayiv. You have to have the first half of the Shir still here in order to be Chayiv. That's the Yad Ramaz Makar, that the reason why I have to have it here is because nothing happens till the end. So if I don't have it here when I complete my Maisa, then I'm missing in the completion of the two halves of the Chatzi Shirs. Masha'en Kein, according to the Me'iri, there's no reason why I have to have it here. When I did the Hitzah of the first Chatzi Shir, that was a Haschal Aschiyuv. There's no reason why it has to still be here when I finish the Maisa. So why, according to the Me'iri, does it have to still be here? Perhaps the Me'iri is going to say that Gemara is only going to be discussing a Maisa Hitzah of Akira and Hanacha. which actually the Achronim discussed. The Megadim has a discussion, is that Gemara only Hatzah? Is there other Malachas of Shabbos? Perhaps the Meiri is going to tell you that Gemara is a Gemara specific to Akira and Hanacha. Akira and Hanacha, like the Meiri says, nothing happens until after I have the Hanacha of both halves. So there, if the first half is not going to be around when I have the Hanacha of the second half, then I can't be Chayav on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.